Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland, your partner in business growth and freedom living. Thanks for tuning in. And if you haven't already, please click to follow and leave a review. That really helps other people to understand the value that we're offering here. If you're feeling pulled in too many directions, this episode will show you the single biggest reason business owners burn out fast, and how clarity of purpose keeps you moving forward without losing steam. When I worked at Bill Lew Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Phoenix, there was a service advisor named Mike. He was young, maybe in his early 20s, and he had moved up from lot attendant to lube tech to one of the top service advisors within just a couple of years. I remember approaching him in his office about a customer that needed his attention. And I saw how busy he was, just spinning around, picking up the phone, looking at paperwork. And I interrupted him and I said, "Hey, Mike, I think it's really impressive how you've moved up so fast. And I'm curious, what do you think has made you successful?" He stopped for a moment and just looked at me as he pondered it and said, "I say yes to everything." His words sunk in, and I realized that I had a similar philosophy that had helped me also reach similar success in the car business. Now, when I launched into my entrepreneurial journey, I took that mindset with me into the wide open world, but this time it led to burnout, not success. And I know I'm not the only one to have this experience. Why could this approach be so powerful within the confines of a dealership or a corporate world, but not in the world of entrepreneurship? Simply put, it's because in the confines of a corporation of any sort, you're rewarded by going the extra mile, by being a go-getter, and that extra hard work makes you look better than your peers, thus you get promoted. Your success is bolstered by your boss's opinion of you, not your client's opinion of you. But in the world of entrepreneurship and business ownership, the customer is your boss. When you become, or I should say when you try to become, the expert at everything, your message gets diluted. And more than that, your customers get confused. So here are some common ways that you could be saying yes to too much and actually be sabotaging your success. You're constantly trying to learn new things instead of becoming an expert in 1 to 3 things. Oh my goodness, isn't it easy right now to do that, especially with this world of AI and just all of the technology that's out there and the simple hacks? It's easy to go down the bunny trail of thinking that you need to reinvent your business or become the expert or follow the trends. This, my friends, is going to lead to burnout. How about this? Saying yes to customers that don't value you. They pay less and they complain more. Usually this is friends or family or people who say they can't afford you, but you feel bad, so you want to help them out. Yes, these are the ones that lead to burnout. You end up doing so much more than you think it will take. And ultimately, you're not getting paid from the people who are willing to value you. When you get into this rut, you can easily and quickly end up staying there much longer than you anticipate. Number 3, expanding your business without building processes first. You're not thinking from the end. So for example, I know when I started my business consulting business, I felt like people needed help with marketing. So I thought, why not launch a digital agency? It can't be that hard. It wasn't so much that it was hard. It was just that I didn't have processes in place and I ended up being a one-armed paper hanger doing everything myself. This can happen in any business, growing too quickly without thinking, without clarity and thinking from the end. What often happens here is you're building profit clarity, not purpose clarity, and we're going to get into that a little more. Next is constantly switching marketing methods. You know when you hear that expert on YouTube telling you, this is the one way to make money, or email marketing is dead, do this instead. I mean, guys, we're flooded daily with these gurus who have this system and solution that makes it sound like you know, it's the magic sauce that's going to make our business hum along. I have been down all of those roads, and I'm here to tell you that none of it pays off. It just leaves you feeling strung out and constantly like a failure because it's not working. Why isn't it working? Because you're jumping, you know, switching between this method and that method and not really sticking with anything. You're not building a clear process and committing to that process. All of this leads to shotgun marketing. And when you think of a shotgun and you're aiming at the bullseye, what ends up happening? You might hit the bullseye with a BB, but you're not making that one big bullseye. And that's what you want in your business. Focused intention. Now, here's how to prevent this chaos and build a thriving business. Step one, start with your vision. Guys, I don't mean just a vision of what you want your business to look like or how you think it should look to your customers. Oftentimes when business owners are talking to me, that's the first thing they say. Oh, I want my business to look like this. No, I invite you to think bigger. What do you want your life to look like? How much time do you want to be spending with your kids and your spouse? When do you want to be on vacation? How much time do you want to be spending on your business? When you have clarity like that, your goal then is to build a business that supports that lifestyle, not just a paycheck. Ask yourself, are you building a business to chase profit or a lifestyle? Isn't it interesting? It's very common to start a business thinking about money. Your main focus is to replace your income or to build your income. When you do this, you become a slave to your income. Instead, design your business so that you are only doing the parts of your business that you love, which will leave you time to do more of what you love in your off time. This, my friends, is freedom. Now, does that mean that you might have some parts of your business where you're doing the grunt work, the parts you don't love? Of course. But set a timeline for yourself and make a plan to replace yourself so that in X number of months or years, you are in the throes of building that lifestyle. This is the number one way to avoid feeling pulled in too many directions. Because when you have the clarity of that North Star and your plan is laid out, when opportunities come your way, it's really easy to then say, is this getting me closer to my goal or is it taking me away from my goal? And it's much easier to know when to say yes to an opportunity and when to say no. It's much easier when to know if a marketing strategy is the right strategy or the wrong strategy, or when it's time to stop a strategy and start something else. When is it right to say yes to a client or say no to a client? When you're in the decision-making position of your business, the next challenge, the only challenge, is to just remember to stay focused on your big vision rather than the profit. If you're saying yes because of money, then ultimately that's going to lead to burnout and chaos. You can just take that to the bank. When you're saying yes because it's building up towards the lifestyle that you're longing for, that is when you're in the money. All right, my friends, if you're looking for clarity in your business, whether it's streamlining operations or mapping out systems so that you can attain this freedom lifestyle that you seek, feel free to book a consultation with me using the link below. And if you're already running a business and you want to know where you can streamline it better so that you can enhance your profit and get back more time, text the word system to 55444. For our bottleneck assessment blueprint that will help you identify where you're losing money in your business. All right, my friends, thanks for tuning in as always. Until next time, bye for now.